right, Shane, you're taking one horse up to Launceston tonight, Sukuma, to go around in race 7, which is the class 4 handicap over 1400 metres, and two wins from his last two starts have been impressive. What can we expect tonight on what's expected to be a slow track?
The horse by Umatilla should handle the slow going without any problems. He had his first two runs on a slow track, which were more than adequate for a young horse that was maturing. His work indicates that the horse has stepped up since his last win. I have no reserve in saying that the horse is a better horse than last time he went round.
The distance, the 1400 metres, you're content that he's a genuine 1400 metre horse?
Now that the horse has finished growing and doesn't have any more of those growing pains and hoof problems and check ligament problems, I still expect the horse to run a mile and further.
Okay, well, he's won over 14 his past couple, and he's certainly two starts back in Launceston, and it was in class 4 company, so it's not as if he's rising in class at all, because his last two have been in that company.
I'm indicating that the horse has improved on his last run. I expect him to go through to open company, and I'm just hoping that the conditions suit him tonight and he can finish off as I expect him to.
The smaller field, only 8 to go around, would you expect him to be on the pace again tonight?
Might as well be with 59 kilos. You know, there's no point trying to be in the closet here. It's a small field. Launceston's beautifully cambered. It doesn't really matter if you get posted wide. It just comes down to how they run the race. I'm not really bothered where the horse runs in the race. Darren's the man on top. He'll sort that out.
Well, you're barrier 8 from 8, the widest gate, but plenty of early speed should overcome that if you decide to lead.
I'm just not worried about it. When you put someone like Darren Gatsy on board, you've got all of that taken care of for you.
All right, well, you expect Sukuma to pretty much win by the sound of it.
Sounds a bit bullish, I know, Peter, but it's every now and again one starts to feel like that. You normally end up with pie on your face, but let's hope that doesn't happen.
All right, well, your dad, Walter McShane, he's been overseas, over in Dubai and Ireland, and he's obviously got some good stories to tell me when I catch up with him. But he's taking three of his up to Launceston tonight. And first of all, Rumar Quest in the opening race. And first up from a spell, didn't finish far behind them last start.
It was a slashing run. She was stuck for room in the straight and was only beaten less than a length. Obviously, that was a maiden. This is rising to class 1, but her pedigree suggests that the mile won't be a problem, and her work's adequate to run a nice race for us tonight.
Okay, in race 3, Susie's Q. Now, showed a bit of early speed on debut in Launceston. That was on the 31st of March. With a bit of natural improvement, this one could sneak into a place.
Oh, we're expecting it. She actually got pole at the start. Shuji Mana did a good job to stay, keep the horse on her feet. She where the starting running rail leaves the horses and they gallop towards the course proper rail. She got hit from the outside, and Shuji ended up on a collision course with the new running rail, and he had to stop her in her tracks. She made up probably two lengths after that, and look, I just expect her to go forward. I expect her to like the soft conditions. Most of the Matskis do, and she has a little bit of a jarring up problem, which we're dealing with at the moment with our water machine.
Well, one horse that will handle the conditions if it is does stay a slow surface, and that's race 8, GJH. I know the distance is a bit short for him, but he was a slashing first up run over 1400 in Launceston last start, and the mile, if he gets into the race, he's a chance, GJH.
Yeah, Peter, look, that track was firm. I walked the track with Rosit before the races, and there was only just a little bit of sponge in there, and I instructed Remy to just pull the horse out to the back and let him find his feet, and when he was comfortable, let him work into it. So Remy did what was required. Darren's on board tonight. He's getting ready to be the jockey in Melbourne for the horse, so he's getting his first feel of the horse. Wet conditions are right down his alley. If you look at his soft track and heavy track form, I think he's won about 75% of his starts in the wet. We expect to go very close tonight.
All right, well, it sounds like the McShane family should have some success tonight. I hope that is the case. All the best with Sukuma, your horse, and your dad's 3. Let's hope that McShane's fire at the Tote Racing Centre in Launceston tonight.
Thank you, Peter.